We're doing Sefer Masiot by Rav Nisim Gaon, and we had been in the middle of the story of Nachum Ish Gamzu. He brought the tremendous gift before the Roman Emperor. He was tricked while en route. The people he stayed by, they emptied out the casket and they filled it with sand and stones. And the king assumed that the Jews were mocking him, and so he said, let him and those who sent him be executed. And Nachum Ish Gamzu says, Gamzu letova, this must be for good too. Although he doesn't understand what good can come of it, they're saying they're going to kill him and all those who sent him. He was unaware that the casket was filled with sand and rocks. He thought he was bringing gems and jewels to the king. But he was tricked while en route. And so he declares, Gamzu letova, this too must be for good. And Eliyahu appeared. And he walked before the king as though he was one of his officers, and he said, my master, the king, maybe the Jews sent you the most precious earth, the earth of Abraham, that if you threw a little bit of that earth, it became like spears and daggers, and it knocked down the enemies. Now, with that sand, you could take down greatly fortified cities that can't be taken down. And there was a city next to them that they had laid siege on for a long time and they couldn't fight them. And they took some of the sand and they threw it at the city, and the sand turned into spears and arrows, and they defeated the city. And with that they were able to overtake that city. And the king was very happy over the sand, and he was so happy he said, what a great gift the Jews sent me, and I hadn't realized it all along. So obviously Elio comes, miracles can happen. And the king said, go fill up his casket with gold and silver and precious gems, give Nachum Ish Gamzu all that, and dress him in royal clothing, and send him his way. So Nachum Ish Gamzu comes back to that village, and the people of the village see how the king has honored him and sent him back with all this honor. So they asked him, why did the king honor you so? He said, he told him everything that happened. He says, I don't know. Somehow it became sand. And somehow that sand became this. And that's what happened. So the people of the village got up and they filled their sacks with sand. And they went to the king. They said, our master, that sand that the Jews sent you is our sand. They figured, hey, it's our sand. So the king said, okay, let's try. They tried. They threw the sand. Nothing happened. So the king killed them. And Nachum Ish Gamzu came home. So that's the story of Nachum Ish Gamzu. It's interesting that the Rav Nisim Gaon, when he quotes a story, he quotes it like this. And when you read the story in the Gemara in Tanis, where the story comes from, so there's room to question a few things. Why did they have to try it on the city? Why couldn't they just take a speck of sand and throw it and see, does it become a spear or not? Why do you have to take it to a place that they're having a war and throw it and see? Maybe it only works when there's an enemy. Maybe. I hear. To me, it seemed as a possibility that the sand didn't literally turn into spears and swords. But rather, the idea was that they said, this is miraculous sand. You throw it at a city and you'll see you'll be able to conquer it, as though the sand turned into spears and swords. Because if you don't say that pshat, then the village people were pretty dumb. They knew their sand didn't do anything. What did they think they'd get away with? So if you say that it was more of like an amulet, they told him, try it on a city, you can't conquer it. You'll see, you'll be able to conquer it. And he threw it at the city, and then they were able to conquer it. He tried their sand, and then it didn't help him conquer any city. So he said, you guys are a bunch of liars. Then the story works better. And in the Gemara, I think there's room to understand that way. In Rav Nisim Gaon, there isn't. He says clearly that the sand turned into spears and swords. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. The Gemara discusses Avraham Avinu and his wars. In the Gemara, maybe there's room for that understanding. We have the story of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rashbi's son. He asked Hashem to bring illness upon him. The Gemara in Baba Metzia, that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, was a Roman executioner. The Romans appointed him as a policeman. He'd catch robbers and kill them. And the rabbis asked him, what are you killing Jews for? And he said, they're Jews that have to die. Don't worry about it. And the rabbis didn't approve. And he tried to verify that he was right. He underwent an operation where they removed some fats from him. And he took his own fat and he put it in the sun and waited to see if it would rot. And his own fat did not rot. And he said, Sisu bnei me'ai sisu. The Gemara tells us the story in Baba Metzia. He said, look at that. Even while I'm alive, my own fat won't rot in the sun. You see, God is not going to let me rot in the grave. I've never done a sin. I've never killed a person that shouldn't have been killed. But even so, he was concerned. All the other rabbis didn't agree with what he was doing. They're telling him, what are you doing killing Jews for? He said, I'm killing the Jews that need to be killed. What do you want? They didn't approve. So he accepted upon himself Yisurim. Every night he'd ask Hashem, bring him on. And he'd get covered with boils. And his wife would make him all kinds of cures and 13 different bandages. And she thought she was curing him. Come the morning, he'd say, God, with boils like this, how could I learn Torah? Everything would disappear. He'd want to go to this medrash. His wife would say, no, you don't. I just got you cured. You're not going anywhere. You stay home one more day. Okay, his wife doesn't let him leave. He stays home. That night, he seems like he's okay. He says, God, I'm going to sleep. It's nighttime. Bring it on. Okay, he gets covered with boils all over again. His wife right away prepares all the bandages and everything. Comes morning, he says, God, I got to learn Torah. I can't do it like this. Okay, everything goes away. Again, same story. His wife won't let him go out. What?
Does it sound like he got his Torah learning?
Well, he got all his Torah learning done at home. Now, one day, his wife heard all of this. And his wife said, I'm working so hard for nothing? What, you're asking, bring it on? Forget it! Packed her bags, went to her father's house. Said, you forget it, I'm leaving. And we'll pick up with this, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.